Thank you. IT Mobile listening.
W2BIT, W2FDB. I like this call.
It's a little easy to remember, and it's BIT as in 2-bit ham.
There you go. Yeah, so I sat in traffic. Truck flipped over up by me, so I guess that's what I get for trying to get to the office early this morning. I'm probably about almost an hour behind.
I'm a bit under the weather, so I just did not want to get out of bed this morning, as you can probably hear in my voice. Was debating it, but figured that we have too many people call out anyway, because as soon as they saw there was snow, it's like, oh yeah, okay, I got two people on my crew who, ooh, there's a flake on the ground. I'm going to work from home.
Sorry about that. I was just using my other communication device to notify people of the accident. Yeah, it appeared, I don't know how familiar you are with 23 up by me, but it appeared a well truck and, probably one of the well drilling trucks, because I could see the scaffolding on the top of the truck flipped over, and he was taking out both lanes. And what they were doing was they were diverting all the traffic up onto the shoulder, but physically on the shoulder, like you had to sort of skip over the curb, drive up on the grass, and then drive back down. So it's already rutted right now, and one of the cars in front of me got stuck, so I'm just messaging my wife and my sister and a few other people. They have trucks, so, you know, they can get over that, but if I already was sat behind someone getting stuck already, it's definitely going to be an interesting commute. Well, I'm on 287, just got on. I'll be getting off at our exit shortly, and it's raining here, and 37 degrees.
Yeah, I'm a bit behind you. I'm only coming up to the rock quarry on 287, so give you an idea. Yeah, one of those days. Interesting that they had the, cars drive up on the grass to do that. Yeah. Well, I'm guessing you're up by 23. I'm trying to think where, how far up you are. It's only two lanes. So, I'm trying to put a mental picture where you are.
Well, I get on 23 up in Hamburg, just north of Franklin. So I'm on there for probably about 15-20 minutes based on traffic. And the accident happened right after 5:15, which is just shortly after it goes into four lanes. And there's a bend in the road where the old Route 23 used to be, right before Canisteer Road. So in between 515 and Canisteer Road was where the truck flipped over. So if you ever went to, like, the resorts, ski resort or Action Park or now Mountain Creek, you probably take 515 down there, and you would have passed the accident then this morning. But it was interesting. I caught up with two other guys that I never actually talked on the radio with, because we were all stuck in similar traffic or just running behind. One of the guys was actually sitting in traffic. He was probably just like me. The snow delayed him enough to make him stuck in this stuff. But we'll see. It should be in the 50s, I think they say, and also, obviously raining for the rest of the day. So hopefully my driveway will be clear when I get home.
Yeah, it probably will. For this morning, I threw some rock salt down on mine just so the wife can get out without having to worry about slipping and sliding. Because it's always a dicey if there's enough snow on the pavement and we have a steep driveway, that You know, with the rain coming down, it might just refreeze. So, yeah, a couple of handfuls of rock salt down there in the main tread path does wonders in that case.
Yeah, definitely should be a good time. Yeah, because, yeah, same thing with me. I have my exit out of my driver's little seat. But when I looked at that this morning, there was really no snow on there, so I just shoveled around the cars. That way the kids could get to the cars without much issue. And she's got all-wheel drive. I've got, you know, obviously a Subaru with snow tires on, so I had no problem getting out. Just hope it doesn't get too cold. I hear we're supposed to get some really bad wind tomorrow. As you can hear, I'm getting out to 202.
Okay, fine business. Yeah, that's, my wife does not have all-wheel drive, so all the more reason for doing that. And my driveway's at about a 23-degree pitch.
Okay, that sounds like fun. Sounds, to be honest, I don't know what mine is. I mean, I definitely know that I prefer to take the grass if there's a little snow on my driveway. I usually try and walk on the grass just because, you know, it's like where is that breaking point, you know, where it's enough to hold your weight, but enough angle to make that change. I got no sleep last night, which probably was a bad idea. Well, it's a bad idea, and I still go to the gym at 5 o'clock. I should have probably stayed in bed. I'll be drinking a lot of coffee today.
Yeah. It sounds like it's a definite in your future there. But, yeah, it's one of those things. Anyway. Yeah, my case last night was get what I had to get done, and then I kind of took a NyQuil dose and said, okay, let's try to sleep this out. And although I'm feeling better than I did last night, it didn't do as well as I hoped.
Yeah, I haven't been, I don't want to say I've been sick, I just haven't been feeling right. So you guys keep whatever you guys got over on your side of the building. But yeah, I haven't been feeling, you know, 100%. I can't pinpoint what it is. You know, not out of full blown out cold, but just gonna run down.
No, I know where mine's from. Mine's from watching the kids the last couple of days. He had friends over and stuff who were sneezing, coughing, and I'm like, yeah, okay. And you know, true to form. 44 to 48 hours later, here's the adult. He's got it. They get it next.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's amazing what those kids bring home. And then they're fine.
Yeah, I mean, they just had a mild, you know, minor sneeze, a minor cough. They're like, okay, no big deal. You know, figuring it was the weather. Yeah, all right. Then all of a sudden, like I said, 24 to 48 hours later, you start getting that achy feeling. You're like, oh, boy, here it comes.
Sorry about that. Just updating the family via my voice to text. Anyway, so you know, I do have a little here and there. It doesn't seem that we just don't have the power anymore to just pass these little coals off.
They're kind of had a little more power than they did 20 years ago. Oh well.
Anywho, yeah, I don't know if I said it or not, but yeah, I actually stayed at the gym for about a half an hour in hopes of getting on the road sooner because I got a meeting this morning I wanted to prepare for. And this is what I get for. Planning on doing it in the morning. So, I'm run right to my desk, not check email, and just work on the meeting.
No, the weather conspired otherwise. That's You know, that's just the way it is. W2BIT for ID.
Yep, W2FDB. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm going to try and see if I can, you know, I don't know if I've been able to hit this repeater from my driveway. Because I'm thinking about, if I can, keeping an eye out for, a 2-meter rig. I think a buddy of mine was looking to sell one of his. I think it's going to be a Yaesu. I think it's the,